Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one, the only, Miss Fat Cat, and here's what she very briefly has to say for a change. Hello Sandman, my hubby showed me a video called Bud Light Crashes 30% After Endorsement by Dylan Mulvaney on YouTube, and I want your take on it in case no one made the topic request for this. The reason I can't stand the female VP of marketing is because she does not understand how statistics work. The reason most sales on pretty much everything is in decline has to do with the population growing older and not drinking as much as they used to. There's also the issue of populations getting smaller as to why sales are going down. I haven't done any research on the topic, but even I know that much. Go woke, go broke does not even cover this. This is an idiot that does not get basic economics. My God, my dad would actually have my head if I blundered like this, unquote. Well, Miss Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. This beer story where Bud Light hired Dylan Mulvaney to be their spokeswoman for Bud Light has backfired and cost the Anheuser-Busch company 30% of its business, and apparently drought beer sales for the company plummeted 50% because of this. They saw an 83% decline in business in Boston as people ordered something else after this. There was a 58% drop in the New York gay community with regards to beer. I had no idea how crazy the numbers were. The video you sent me, which I put in the description, gets into it. But you're wrong about the population falling. It's going up in Europe, America, and Canada, the primary beer drinking markets. It's just the demographics are changing. The product is out of date with younger people, and 20% of Gen Z identify as gay or trans now. So Bud Light is doing what companies like Disney are doing, trying to get young people interested in their product. In the video you sent me, the guys are completely out of touch. They kept saying that most of Gen Z is under 21, so they can't even buy beer. But any 16-year-old at a party can get it these days. They just get someone older to buy it for them. Those guys weren't thinking very clearly at all. What's more, here are some pictures of the VP of marketing drinking at a frat party. She even goes on to say in one of her interviews that she wants to break up frat boy culture, which is a fancy way of saying she wants to destroy male spaces. Her marketing campaign is also a success from the standpoint of ESG, or environmental and social governance. Companies increasingly don't measure their success based on profit, but by how much they can virtue signal. It was only getting a score of 18, which is super low, so this is going to bring it up quite a bit. So the woman in charge of marketing might even be getting a promotion out of this. But as for the business itself, her so-called successful failure means that there'll be opportunities for other beer companies to get a greater piece of the market share. There are tons of microbreweries out there with good quality products and deserve to make some money. Also, as the population grows old, it's going to be replaced by Mexicans that drink salt beer or maybe even Corona, as more Muslims come in and they for the most part don't even drink. But traditional beer drinkers are disappearing. 19.7% of Gen Z identify as LGBT, and they're more likely to drink things like mojitos. Even I never liked beer because it tasted mostly like piss water. The only beers I liked were brewed by monks and imported from Germany. People are increasingly drinking higher quality beers from microbreweries that's been more finely crafted than mass produced. The giant beer factories in Toronto that I saw along the waterfront while I was growing up, that were 10 or 20 stories high, are gone. There's still a giant one by the airport, but people don't want that anymore. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to how beer is becoming the latest woke battlefield clown world show. Bud Light is a brand in decline trying to attract younger drinkers. I knew this years ago when I went to a Bud Light Lime focus group. They've been trying to attract younger drinkers, but many are choosing to go for hard liquor these days, instead of just riding the decline as their older demographics die off and take the business with them. Sometimes companies take a bold approach knowing that they die slowly or quickly. Looks like Bud has decided to be bold and fail. So now anywhere between $3 and $5 billion worth of market cap off their stock has been wiped out, supposedly. That's assuming drinkers don't come back. But if you look at the Anheuser-Busch Company stock, it peaked out in 2016 and has been declining from around $130 a share down to $63 as of scripting this. So it's been cut in half. This stunt might take them down to the 40s or 50s depending on how bad the sales gets. But it lost half its drinkership before this and looks more like a dinosaur flapping around than a brand that's on top. It can't do what Disney's doing by trying to be inclusive to attract the 20% of younger audience that's gay, because gay people don't drink as much beer. During pride parades in Toronto, they had to create beer gardens to entice them to drink. I thought this was all about destroying male spaces, i.e. bars, but maybe that's already happening thanks to things like Tinder. People used to meet each other in bars and nightclubs. Today, not so much, so you have to believe it's impacting the bottom line of beer companies. They don't know what to do, so they're trying stupid things, hoping that eventually something sticks to the wall. A lot of people assume this is about women moving into male beer spaces and being spiteful of males enjoying themselves and trying to destroy that enjoyment. That somehow beer culture is next to get wrecked because it's primarily something that men enjoy. I don't think that many women understand that it doesn't matter if they destroy the things that we enjoy. Men create new things. The women will then have to rush to destroy those too. I get more entertainment these days watching Gary over at Nerderotic making fun of woke entertainment than I ever got watching the entertainment before it became woke. Plus, he highlights some of the good content out there, what little there is. Again, men will start brewing more of their own micro ales, and the big brands will die. And then good luck to women trying to take over thousands of decentralized breweries instead of a handful of big ones to use for their propaganda. I believe that the Disney CEO is also fired for losing a lot less money than this. At their low point last fall, the shares were down in their low 40s. So over the last 6 months, they've actually been on an upward trajectory. And this Dylan spokesperson scenario doesn't really matter for the share price all that much. If women at Wokerations are really trying to destroy male beer culture, they should just wait, and then the old men will die off, and so will Bud Light. I just find it hilarious how she wanted to stop male frat culture, but she was pictured drinking at frat parties herself. If women want to destroy things that men enjoy, go ahead, because we generally don't have brand loyalty. There are plenty of other beers. This isn't Gillette, where we only have Schick as an alternative, or something like Dollar Shave Club. Years ago, Max Kaiser used to call bankers that destroyed their own institutions suicide bankers, because they destroy their own companies and then demand the government bail them out with their taxpayer dollars. At some point, companies have no choice but to stop being woke. Look at the Warner Discovery merger as an example. But even then, the wokesters in the government are now trying to figure out why they didn't release Batgirl, even though it was almost finished, as if that's important for the government to go after. At some point, I'm thinking governments could also punish companies if they don't make woke content or promote their products in a woke way. As for the push to make more people trans, the elites probably don't care about profit as much, because global populations are about to crash, and they need them to in order to cover resource scarcity. They're more interested in population control than profit at this point, which will go down anyway. Getting people to transition and sterilize themselves is the name of the game, to get those fertility rates below one even faster, so we can all keep living like we're living today to some extent. It doesn't make rational sense as to why big corporations would sabotage their own profits, until you start to look at this world through the lens of finite resources on a finite planet. Miss Fat Cat, it doesn't make sense to you because profit is important. But for the 1% of the 1%, money doesn't mean anything anymore, and changing the world is more important to them. They don't care if businesses fail and people lose their jobs, because they're already insulated from it. They're just using transgender people to push forward the worldview that they want to see. When they're no longer useful as idiots, and they need people to breed again, they'll demonize them once more. One last thing, I just want to give everyone a quick update about where I was for a week, when I got a strike for Just Pearly Things, and the Femme Sapien video discussing how they became bigger than the male content creators in the manosphere. The strike I got was for cyberbullying and harassment. That's the first time I got a strike for that. I guess I'm not allowed to criticize them anymore. Funny enough, I also had a few days full of video shoots and couldn't make videos anyway. As well, I had to do my taxes, so the timing for the strike was probably the best it could have been. I also took the time to continue organizing my massive amounts of Lego, and I'm getting close to making enough material for 20 videos. So that's also pretty exciting. But it's the most stressful thing that I've ever done. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Ms. Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that no one wants to smash Dylan Mulvaney unless they drink 20 Bud Lights first. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that get paid to drive legacy companies created by men into the ground away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.